Hey, podcasters, Claire's Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, we catch up with our mate Pete Corelli, who reminisces about his time working with Captain Paul.
We played Wheel of Claire's.
Joel Creasy called in.
And we review the incredible farewell to Elton John here in Perth.
After you get this Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up, get great savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
I'm a bit nervous about Friday. Got to get my bum ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for a spray tan. That's okay. My solution to not having done any crunches or any kind of squats or anything on my bum.
Well, of course, I've been squatting
all
morning. You've
been squatting, yeah. Can you do some more? Because you're not sounding like you're puffing at all, mate.
Oh!
This is all preparation, of course, for Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer on Friday. And yeah, we've been reminiscing and we'll continue to do that about the wonderful radio career of our mate, Captain Paul.
You bet.
Going through his cancer treatment right now. And another mate of ours who's formerly worked with Paul on this radio station at Mix 94.5, Pete Corelli. Good morning.
The prodigal son returns.
Hey, welcome home.
Hey, man.
Can you call yourself the prodigal son? I think that's our label to give to you, right?
Self-proclaimed.
I'm younger than all of you, so you somewhere around there.
Welcome back, my son.
Thank you, mate. Aww. It is good to be back in here. And obviously under bittersweet circumstances, I guess.
True.
Because Captain Paul, I mean, far out. When I found out that he's hanging up the headphones and the jokes, and it was really, really sad. But I will say one thing, because obviously a lot of people talk about how much good has come out of his story.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, he was the reason my mum went and got herself checked.
Oh, right. Wow.
And luckily enough, because when they went looking, they found a couple of polyps that could have turned cancerous that had the snip on.
So, okay, good.
Just fantastic stuff.
That is good. He's a funny little bugger, isn't he, Captain? Our mate,
isn't
Captain
he just?
Paul.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I think he's funniest when he's not trying to be funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So many great things. And obviously, the jokes was always something to look forward to. And there was remember when you and I did that Christmas show?
Oh, yes.
We do them every year. Christmas Day, we're here.
Yes, sort of, always.
And it was you and me and Captain Paul. And obviously, you know, Christmas crackers and stuff. He had one job.
That was it. Pete and I put the rest of the show together and Paul just had to do the joke section.
Right.
That was it.
This is one of my favourites. Take a listen.
Girlfriend left me earlier due to my obsession as my job with as a customer. Start that again.
Great start, mate.
That's great. Jeez, start that again.
Just a ripper. But being Paul, like no matter whether he told the joke right or wrong, it's Paul. So you just laugh anyway.
It was better when he stuffed it up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or even more fun if you don't say anything and let him hang.
100%. Just get all awkward and everything. Yeah. And the other thing that comes straight to mind is every year when Lisa Shaw and I were doing Drive, and which later became the Rush Hour and so on and so forth. But when we were doing Drive on Mix, we'd have our Coral Coast trip that we do every year that you guys have now been doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Paul went on one of them because I couldn't because we'd just had Mila.
Yes.
Anyway, it was the Friday night. Yep. He'd got onto the Lolly Waters.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Because company was paying.
I reckon about an hour in, he was just about done and we managed to capture this.
Get me another Pelina Colada, please.
What? A Pelina Colada.
Pelina Colada.
Anybody else would get roasted. Just raked across the coals, but it's Captain Paul's.
Yeah.
You just went, bugger it, it's Paulie. You know,
he's not a big drinker, but when he gets on it, he gets on it. He likes it.
One more time, Claire.
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Get me another Pelina Colada, please.
That's the name of the song, isn't it?
Pelina.
You like Pelina Colada?
Absolutely. So, look, I'm going to... I was so incredibly sad when we found out that everything had happened. And obviously, there's better news to come for him and whatnot. But, I mean, Captain Paul, for so many reasons, I just salute you, mate. And I absolutely love you and just count you as family because he's that sort of bloke where you'd rock up and...
Yeah.
It was never a warm handshake. It was always a warm hug.
Yeah, he loves a hug, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we're very lucky like that, that moving forward, the rest of us get to continue to see Paul and be family to him. And that's for our listeners, if they don't get that opportunity, that's why they're so sad that they're not going to hear him on the airwaves anymore.
Mm. Absolutely. So tip the cap to you, mate. You're an absolute legend. We'll love you forever.
Tip the cap to the cap, eh?
There was one thing, though, that still irks me to this day.
What you got?
And because one of my dogs, Ranger, he's a bit of a mongrel. I brought him into the station one day. And I said, can Ranger and Bella play? And he's like, no, they can't.
Oh.
So, yeah, dead set.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Ranger just wasn't pretty enough.
No, they're not pretty enough for Bella, obviously.
Well, wow. You've got a daughter. When they grow up, you'll understand what he's going through.
That's very true.
So you got all that sweet stuff out and you're left with, with that bit of taste. Good on you, Pete. Good to see you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show. Kimber Cahill, come on down. down.
You've got this, Kimber.
Matt Dutinsky, come on down.
You're the best, Maddie. You're the best.
The next contestant's on.
Talk yourselves up.
Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clare.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm just going to do a squat to warm up.
Yeah, you're meant to do those all morning. What happened to
that? Oh, my God.
You okay?
No, I don't know what that was.
Oh, better out than in.
Put out a squeaker.
Okay, on the wheel of Clarsy, we spun the wheel, and we're playing this game today. It's called DJ Clarsy.
DJ Clarsy, you're going to play us some tracks, and we have to come up with the title and artist.
Yeah, use your buzzers. Check your buzzer, Kimber.
This is my squeaker, the pig.
Yep, pig's working well. Maddie? Your chicken sounds a bit like it's been suffering, had a big weekend. Are we ready to play DJ Clarsy?
Yes. Okay.
So, like Kimber said, the early recognition of the song will benefit you. Let's play. Here's song number one, Good Luck. It's a summertime affair. Matt, what do you reckon it is?
Okay. It's a summertime weather. It's the Doug. Oh. No.
Haven't got it.
I don't know the artist.
You don't know the artist?
Doug Mulray.
It's not
Doug
Mulray. In the summertime, and I'll just say.
Not the radio guy, no.
Chaka Khan?
No, it's not Chaka Khan.
I have no idea.
Hair man, Shaggy man, summertime
man. Is it Shaggy?
It's Shaggy.
Oh,
yeah, not your brother,
out.
By the way. Not
my bro.
Shaggy? Yeah, Shaggy.
You sure that was the original?
It wasn't the original.
Wasn't the
one
original,
we
no. Yeah, no, that was his cover, his reggae
I've got
pop
no idea.
Cover.
Okay. I thought it was back from War Years.
Can I? It wasn't Doug Murray. Four each is the current score on the Wheel of Pleasure.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
It's
tight.
Yeah, Kimber 4, Matt 4. Just sort of reiterate that. I hadn't mentioned it. Okay, song number two, Good Luck.
Oh my God.
Great song.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh man. When you're on a holiday.
Another great summer song.
I don't know.
Another one.
Words to say. I apparently know all the lyrics.
Yeah. You do know the lyrics, yeah. Yeah, you're doing well with the lyrics.
I want to say Weezer.
It's Weezer.
Oh,
do you know the name? Do you know the name of the song?
You can do it. Work through it. Work
through
it.
Think of a summery kind of vibe.
Work through it.
Because summer is a clue in itself.
I believe in you.
Come on, Kimber.
I think it is called Summer. Nah, I'm wasting everyone's time.
The song is called Island in the Sun.
Oh.
Can we give Kimber half a point for that?
The fact I know all the lyrics and that it's Weezer was a start.
Yeah, I'm giving you half a point.
Thank you.
Oh,
the adjudicator's not happy.
Point, are you? Okay.
Come on, that was. I bet the adjudicator's never even heard of that song.
He doesn't want you to get half a point.
All right.
A young woman on work experience out there. She needs a role model, Kimber. Come on.
Okay, come on, let's go. We'll try.
She was looking at you, Maddie.
We'll try.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good luck. All summer songs.
Oh,
squeeze it if you think.
Oh, wow. What?
Matt.
Billy Idol, Hot in the City.
Yes!
Wow, good one.
You're on the scoreboard. I can't believe it took you so long, but you know, when you're under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
when you're under pressure.
Yeah. Matt won. Kimber.
Half.
A controversial.
Might I mention, we're at the end of the year. We're slowing down a bit.
Stop using excuses. Kimber, a controversial half. Are you ready for this one?
Yep.
Song four.
Yeah.
Kimber. Man, I've forgotten the artist. What an idiot. It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here, all right.
God.
Come on, Kimber.
Please put on all your clothes.
It's getting hot in here. Oh, jeez.
Has anyone got it?
No.
No more
can't
half
say
points.
Weezer again.
No, I'll just throw in Fergie instead.
Fergie? That was Nelly.
Nelly!
It's hot in here. It's
damn it.
You're going to give her a half point for that as
no,
well?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it brings me
stop
to a
bitching.
Point.
Matt won Kimber Controversial Half.
Far out. We are useless
here's
today,
your
Matt.
Here's final song here. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Jeez, I hope Kimber doesn't get it because that mentioned win. Okay, be honest. Who was first?
I think it was
Maddie. Matt, what have you got?
Summer Rain, Belinda Carlisle.
Congratulations, Matt. You've had the win.
Unreal.
Would have
I mean,
been
very it's not one you want to strut over. It wasn't like a massive
thumping.
Victory, was it?
Excuse me. She's a magnificent artist.
Oh, that was pretty good.
No, I just mean like our general playing in that game.
Oh,
it was
right.
Hardly like a, look at me win. It was a bit of a, how embarrassing.
Can
we just got over
the
line.
Wasn't the one that got a sympathy half point, though.
Mate, can I shake your hand? Because it would have been so controversial if Kimber had got that one right.
You betcha.
Because I would have been in so much trouble.
I think
I called
the chicken's
it.
Got a quicker squeaker than my pig.
Oh, stop it. Stop blaming your equipment, will you?
Hang on, speed your pickup.
The current score check.
I can't believe I didn't get Nelly right. I'm so embarrassed.
I know, that was terrible. Wheel of Clarzy, Matt 5, Kimber 4. You've drawn out in front. Well done.
Clarzy, Matt, and Kimber.
We knew before this blurb was written that he is an unstoppable force.
We did.
He's back in his hometown next year for shows from Bunbury, Mandurah, and a Crown Theatre Perth. The one and only Joel Creasy. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, and thank you for that kind intro. How's it going?
Very good. Well, thanks, Joel. Now, we see you're bringing your new show back. It's called Messy Bitch. What is what is the messiest you've been?
Oh, my gosh. Probably last week at the Arias when Human Nature were on stage. I'd had several glasses of personality, and I was loving life, just sort of like pretending not to cry as I danced and sang along.
Well, that's better than it being McDonald's Melville on McHappy Day, I reckon.
Oh, yes, I was. I was at McDonald's Melville on McHappy Day, too. I was a messy bitch there also. I'm just messy wherever I go, so I figured I'll just title my new stand-up show that, and then, you know, anytime I go out, drink too much, embarrass myself, it's a tax write-off.
Sweet.
And buddy, you're going to be at the Crown Theatre in May, but before that we've got Bunbury, we've got Mandurah, you're in Narre Warren. I mean, you really have made it, haven't you?
I know, it's like all the glamour cities. Yeah, no, I love it. Do you know what? But I do a lot of stand-up in Melbourne, and Melbourne crowds are the worst. Like the second you get out of Melbourne and you get more regional, there's such better audiences. Yeah. They're so much fun. They're really up for it. So I love performing in places like Bunbury and Mandurah.
Hey, Joel, speaking of Narre Warren, my boy and I are going to, he's 22, never been to Melbourne before. We're going there on the weekend for a few days,
yes,
right?
Nice.
And I said, where do you want to go? And he goes, Dad, I want to go to a suburb called Narre Warren. That's where the Kath and Kim house is.
Wasn't it just for sale as well? Maybe
it was,
You could go and buy it.
Hey, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, and then he wants to go to, what's it, Fountain Gate or whatever the shopping centre is.
Oh, really, yes. Living large.
That'll be the day trip. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be gorgeous. You can go to a Schnitz at Fountain Gate. You can go have a Freon.
Prue and Trude.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'll be gorgeous. Can I come?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you get to see much when you're out and about, or you just have to focus on the show and get ready to go?
I try and have a little walk around the local town and get some local material. I mean, it's not really my style of stand-up, but yeah, I'll totally check things out. And then I do like to check out the nightlife of the town once I finish my gig, and check out the local gay bar if there is one. Pop in to see the queens.
What's
check
the one in Narre Warren called?
I'm not sure if they have one in Narre Warren, but you'd be surprised the places they do have one.
Yeah.
The Darwin gay bar's called Throb.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, good name.
Throb Nightclub, hot.
No, we can see the sign now.
Now, Joel, I see you regularly exposing your hate mail online and offering them a very funny serve in return. Has this decreased the amount of hate mail you receive, or are people still hot on your toes?
Well, look, I get so much, and it's one of those things that it's so silly because you never respond to the lovely stuff, which I need to do more. I know I need to do that. But the hate is just so much fun to respond to, especially because it's always so poorly spelt. Sometimes I think people then send me hate in the hope that I'll respond because they see that they've got a better chance of me replying.
Yes.
But yeah, I just can't help myself. My manager's always like, Joel, don't respond. But I just, you know, one whine in me and I'm like, I'm on it.
And Joel, it says here in the blurb that in 2020, even more Australians will get to meet the real Joel. Who is the real Joel?
I'm not sure what my publicist was on about there, but the real Joel is a hot mess, and that's what I'll be telling on stage. And there's so many stories I can't tell on TV. Coming to see a show live, that's where you get all the real juice.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but the gay club in Bridgetown is called Hot Mess. So
renaming it.
Oh my god, I'll fit right in. That's where I should be doing my show. Actually,
hey mate, good to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you back home again next year. And those tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.au. Joel Creasy, always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. And guys, Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, take care.
I know, I'm saying it now. I'm saying it. I'm owning it. I'm owning it.
Just so you get in on the December 2, get in nice and early.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you take care.
Thanks, guys.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
From Saturday night, he was doing Crocodile Rock.
Multiple Perth. You bought the ticket to the show.
There's Elton doing a little thank you. Listen to this. HBF Park on Saturday night. The crowd were singing along, going off.
Well, they were trying. It was very high, wasn't it? People were like, la, 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 la.
It is very high.
The sound is hidden in the stadium.
Yeah, so Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, a three-year lap of the map pretty much, and we got to see him in Perth last night and the night before.
But that's the first gig of his Australian leg, I think.
He's underway.
So, yes, the family are in Sydney.
Can I be honest?
Go on.
When I saw him in 2012 at the Perth Arena.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed.
Well, that was the opening, wasn't it? Because he replaced George Michael.
I was a bit disappointed. He was struggling that night,
okay.
And I thought, oh, maybe Elton doesn't have the chops anymore.
Mm.
But thankfully, Saturday night's gig was fantastic. Mm. And I thought, oh, he's brung it back. It's okay now.
It was a great show.
Yeah. How was the use of the screens and everything? And there was such a beautiful Perth night, the moon above the screens.
Yes,
yes. Everyone's in really good spirits because they're getting to see a legend one more time.
Beautiful balmy night. And that band, I mean, look, you know them all, Claresy. They've
crack
been
band.
Playing with him for a long time. And having that group of musicians supporting him just made it superb.
I love that you've got Nigel Olsen playing drums after all those years because he's been in and out of the band and he wears the white gloves.
Oh, he looked, I said to you at the time, he looks like he's a character out of, you know, Smoking Barrels. Yeah. Like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Well, he's like the chauffeur or something with the white gloves on. Gloves.
It was so impressive though. What a great venue, and just to see everybody there, I really thought he put on a great show.
Yeah, and a band with, well, pretty much three percussionists if you think about it, the drummer, and he's got Ray Cooper, the legend behind there, who's very much like Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. He's all, you know, he's all showbiz as well as being brilliant on percussion, but also Davey Johnstone playing guitar for all those years next to Elton. He recruited him as an 18-year-old who didn't even play electric guitar.
Oh, really?
Incredible. He sat on the stage.
And what was really awesome too is that I thought, what a fantastic use of screens.
Yeah.
Because straight away you saw Elton up there. They showed you everyone. They showed you hands-on keyboards, percussionists, like everything. Mm. So close though that you can see Elton do things that he might have forgotten he was being filmed.
Yeah.
Elton picked his nose.
Rolled up a booger.
Rolled up a booger, dropped it on the piano.
Yeah, save it for later.
Yeah. He sort of picked at his nose a bit, rolled it up, dropped it on the
piano. You realise you just said that twice, don't you?
I just, because I couldn't get around it.
He can do anything. He's the Rocket Man.
Kimber, if I had a camera on me.
Oh, that's Claresy singing.
No, I'm meant to keep talking.
No,
that was good.
If I had a camera on me 24/7, you would see things that should never be seen.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But he rolled it up.
He did, and he popped it on the piano, which is pretty cute.
Well, at least he's not littering.
Hey, Elton, and he didn't flick it into the crowd. No. He got very emotional, didn't he, on stage?
Most of all, Perth, you bought the ticket to the show. But it was the entertainment centre of Subiaco. Perth or casino or wherever we play, we've always loved coming here. From my bottom of my heart, I will never forget you guys. But I want to say thank you for all the love, all the support, the kindness, the generosity and the loyalty that you've shown me in Australia for all those years. I love you very much. Thank you.
Aww. Very mushy. Elton,
very
one more
sweet.
Time.
Thought they knew how to rock in Shelbyville.
Not wrong. Elton still standing up for all these years. And the tour goes on for years and years.
It does. Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. And I got to say, that venue for me, I know it's controversial, but, you know, that's the right size for me to see a live act.
Well, it's
you
got
know
great
what?
Sound.
It's got great sound and it still feels intimate despite the fact they can get a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good vibe.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Yep.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Yep, yep.
Bum.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King
missed. Oh, my friends, it's getting to that time of year when soon we will hear this sound.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
So soothing.
It's so soothing.
Sounds a little creepy, too.
And, of course, it is something that has baffled police across the planet for countless generations. Mm. How does a fat man in a red suit get up and down a chimney?
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be.
Does he use turkey chim, fat, Matt? Chim,
or has Santa been on the 12-week Michelle Bridges challenge?
Mm, I do love the idea that he's on the roof, though, just stripping off, lathering himself in turkey fat and just slip down.
Give himself a good basting.
That's a very different Saturday night.
It is.
Well, a young teen girl in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I've been to Arizona. I don't think you need a fireplace in Arizona too often.
No, not necessary.
Certainly need a swimming pool, yeah.
You certainly do. But she's basically snuck out, as you do when you're a teenager. We don't do it, kids, but kids do.
Sure.
And she's tried to get back inside the house by going down the chimney.
Oh, no.
It's not ended well.
Oh, God, no part of that makes sense.
No, and she's been stuck in there and neighbours have heard screaming and have called 911 and she's been, you know, extricated from the chimney.
She's lucky because they find some people a bit late in chimneys.
Yes, And look, charges haven't been laid.
Right.
But according to a bystander, her parents are, quote, really mad.
Just a tad upset.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I think you might be ending up being grounded after that little episode.
I think
episode.
So, yes.
Wow. Yes.
Down the chute.
That's so stupid. As if, like, have you guys been caught out before sneaking back into the house?
Well, not in
the
chimney, no.
No, I never tried to get back in through a chimney.
Maybe the bathroom window.
Mm.
Although, to be fair, we didn't have a lot of fireplace action in Beckenham,
right.
Be honest with you.
Just peel back the fly wire.
Well, I don't want to say this, but I found that if I was able to wiggle the back door, I could unlock it.
I can unlatch it.
I could unlock it, yeah.
I did think about removing some tiles at one stage and climbing in through the manhole. But then I went, no, I just broke a window.
Yeah. Oh, I went with honesty is the best policy. I'd just come in, I'd make the noise and be like, I'm sorry, Mum, can we talk about this in the morning? Yeah. I'll just talk about it in the morning.
My mum and dad's room was always at the front door.
Always.
Oh, I hate
the
that.
Worst.
Oh, there you go. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. This afternoon, a special event.
Oh, yes. What do you call it? Our Kris Kringle.
Well, no.
Secret Santa?
Secret Santa.
It's our little content party. So everyone here at the Mix content team, so the news team and us and the music guys, all getting together to have a little picnic.
Yeah, we picked the hottest day of the year to go down to the park.
And you got to bring a plate and bring your Secret Santa present.
Right.
Yes.
And I think I would like to keep the Secret Santa that I have bought for someone else.
Oh, really? Okay.
I bought it for her last week.
Right.
And it's been sitting in my house and I have fallen in love with it and I'm secretly thinking about buying her something different by this afternoon.
I haven't done anything.
Really?
What did you cook or bake for the bring a plate?
Well, I was hoping that your wife might bake something for me.
She did. She made quiches.
She made
18 quiches. She made some vegetarian ones for KC.
Oh, Laurie, you're wonderful.
So
lady.
Maybe if we split that in half, we'll both bring nine.
No, it's great actually, because the person that I have, which of course I can't say who
Secret
it
Santa.
Is,
Secret Santa, mate.
Is really easy to buy for from the freezer section.
Of any supermarket. Yeah. Okay.
And I can also get a plate while I'm there.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so I'm sorted.
Just go and grab some frozen pizzas. One for you, one for us.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So you got Tom, did you?
I did. So a packet of microwavable sausage rolls.
So easy to pick.
Yeah.
We were walking around last night and people have started the decorations big time. You know, so you see more and more lights go up as you get into December.
Mm.
But we saw this front door of this house in West Leadville yesterday. The whole door has got a bow on it, the size of the front door. It's a massive front door. This giant, big green bow. And we went, never seen that before.
Oh, that's cool. I made
very
a
creative.
Christmas wreath yesterday.
Did you?
Really?
Unfortunately, the word wreath just makes me feel sort of about death.
Someone passed away.
Is it a bit daggy looking?
No.
Well, I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. Called?
I think it's kind of, it's a wreath, right?
Yeah.
It's only the symbol of the round.
Yeah.
The Peter wreath.
I can't work out how to attach it to the door. I might have gotten carried away going,
really?
This is so fantastic. I can't wait to build this thing and now don't know how to actually hang it.
Well, don't you just put a nail in the door? You've got a wooden front door?
No.
Oh, no.
God, if you can't work out how to hang it, don't be asking me for help. Call
your dad, Brian.
Yeah, I'll do it.
With that bow, do they have to literally unravel it each time they open the door?
No, because it's just wrapped around the front, the top and the sides of the door, so it's nothing to do with the handle. So you just open it up. I saw it and I went, that's pretty cool. I haven't seen that before. And I saw a tree down the road from there and it was wrapped in, looked like crepe paper, you know, where you do the craft. It's probably material and big giant baubles on the top of the tree. And I went, that's next level.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
You know how I know I've become a curmudgeon, our favourite word of last week, is that I look at all those beautiful lights.
Yep.
As we drove down Harbourne Street, I saw some this morning at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm thinking, the power prices.
Yeah, see, they don't even care about their own power bill. They're just giving the love.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a new kind of creature, a Christmas curmudgeon.
I am.
Love it.
Yeah, the CC.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, run down to Woolies, Matt. Get something to eat.
Microwavable sausage rolls. Clarzy,
Matt and Kimber. You know who we don't see enough of, though?
Who?
Our Captain Paul.
Paulie, of course.
Paulie, on Friday, will be his last day on air. And, of course, we're doing our Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer down at Swanbourne Beach.
Does this feel real for you guys? Because it feels a bit surreal he's not going to be on the air with us.
And
next
I'm
year.
Worried I'm going to be a real crybaby on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm worried that I'm going to start crying because it's just going to suddenly hit me and I might be embarrassing on air.
Okay. Yeah.
Good luck with that. No, it won't be. But look, I thought we're just going to share our memories of Captain Paul throughout this week and just highlight some of that stuff. So I thought I'd share with you a story. One of my fave things about Paul, of course, is that I'll sit on the mat, kids.
There we go.
Oh,
well, one of my favourite things about him is that he is 100% himself.
Absolutely.
Right? Captain Paul does not pretend to be anything he is not. And one of my favourite things is that years ago, we were invited to the Boulevard Hotel for this huge lunch.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I had been invited the year before, so I had given the guys a bit of a heads up and said, look, it's a really gorgeous lunch.
Yep.
And I said, they'll give you a bit of everything. You can try basically all the dishes. It's like they're launching their whole menu.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, they'll give you a bit of everything. So don't overeat because it'll be too much. You'll end up going,
of course,
I can't try everything. So I said, just go easy because they'll keep bringing out. You'll burst at the seams. So we turn up dressed to impress. We're all in nice sort of dresses and shirts and things.
Mm-hmm.
And in waltzes Paulie. And Paulie's wearing like a pair of kind of like loose sort of black pants.
Okay.
And a grey long sleeve t-shirt with a huge Qantas symbol on the front.
Sure.
Right. And we're at this really nice lunch. And so I've looked at Paulie and I went, washing day? Like, what's going on? Like, and he says, no, these are actually the pajamas they give you.
In first class.
In first class or business class on the Qantas flight.
Right. Of course, right?
Which I'd never known because I've never flown it.
Yeah.
But he's wearing it to lunch.
That was from his one time.
And it's a pajama top. And that's, he's like, so openly going, these are the pajamas you get in business class.
Yep.
And which left me even more baffled because I'm like, we're at this really nice lunch and he's chosen to wear it. And then Paul continues with, oh, this is my good eating shirt. He's got a good eating shirt. He said, it's really comfy and I can fit more in.
Yes.
And it's a cotton blend, so it's an easy wash afterwards. And he said, seriously, you have no idea how comfortable this shirt is. And I said, well, obviously it's comfortable because you're using it to sleep in business.
Yes.
That's the plan. And he wore it to lunch.
He proceeded to use the shirt to wipe his hands on. Of course, he didn't need a napkin. And then said, nom nom, about 47 times.
And you know what he did then? He went and slept in that shirt.
In that shirt.
Because it's so damn comfortable.
I think he ambled in here the next day with it on.
It was the best. He did not care at all that he was in a pajama shirt at this lunch.
No.
He was just loving it. He ate everything that came out and he was like, I'm so glad I wore this shirt.
Yeah.
No regrets.
Doesn't give us stuff.
No. And how beautiful.
And let's be honest. If you say Paul Shepherd to anyone, people go, oh, only the people he grew up with and that know Paul Shepherd. But you say Captain Paul, everyone knows who Captain Paul is.
Yeah.
If you think about it, no one else goes by that name with the captain. So you don't say Captain John Worsfold, or you don't say Captain Matthew Pavlich, or Captain Mitch Marsh, or Captain Damien Martin, do you?
No.
You say Captain Paul.
Captain Paul, Captain Kirk. Yeah, they're the only two captains I know.
They're the ones. Oh, Captain Stubing.
Oh,
what a legend.
Forgot about that one. Don't forget, be a bum for bowel cancer for all of those registered. Going to be a huge day, isn't it?
Well, the whole week, isn't it? We're going to be reminiscing about our beloved Paulie.
Yeah, and a big morning on Friday, of course. And we'll be at the Shore House, of course, for brekkie. The Shore House, the place to be this summer with stunning views overlooking Swanbourne Beach. Mm. And we'll all wear our Qantas first class.
I hope he wears it on Friday.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, killed a giant spider that was in the house the other day that had legs like drumsticks.
Well done.
Feels like it's summer.
You have more insects in your house than anyone I know.
It is insect central.
Was it a huntsman?
Oh, I don't know what it was.
You didn't want to take it outside?
I did want to, but when you've got a screaming wife right next to you.
No. But it is the true sign that summer is here.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yuck.
Mm. We're going to be talking about that in just a tick.
All right.
You know, that summery kind of feeling?
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe if it's like, I know it's summer when dot, dot, dot.
I know it's summer when Matt starts coming to work with no shirt on.
Yeah. I've just realised your defence is like, they told me to do it. I was just following orders.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's just the screaming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
With us again today, our buddies at Chemist Warehouse. Really is the House of Fragrances this Christmas.
Yeah, jumping on and supporting the show and get yourself a great deal over Christmas too. Hugo Boss bottled 50 mils for $34.99.
Well, that's good, but what about a bit of Paco Rabanne?
Yeah,
1 million. Paco Rabanne, 1 million. It's not $1 million. It's 100 mil for $79.99.
So reduced from a million. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
It's a very nice scent.
Is it?
It works on a lot of men. It really does. It's a good one.
Oh, well, I need a bit of Paco Rabanne in my life.
We'll go and buy a bottle between us, Matt.
All right.
Impress Kimber tomorrow. Chemist Warehouse, good to have them on board.
Absolutely. Great savings every day.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And the hot weather is well and truly kicked in. We know it's summer.
It's December. It's summer.
Yeah, but there's sort of telltale signs that summer is here. Talia in St. James, what's the telltale sign for you that it's summer?
Zupa Dupas are in my fridge.
The Zupa
Dupas! Yes.
That's when you know it's summer. Big time.
Otherwise known back in the old days as the funny face.
The funny face.
Oh, yeah.
And Talia, what flavour is your favourite?
I like the purple ones. None of us like the light blue ones. They're always left.
Yeah. I love the fact that we don't actually give them the fruity names because we know there's actually no fruit in them. We call them purple and blue.
Yeah. Mum was trying to raise four kids. We just had the ones that had no name. You know, just the ones from the supermarket with no name, the icy poles.
We always left the orange ones behind.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, they always seemed disappointing. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, thanks, Talia. Have one for us today on a hot day, okay?
I will.
Good on you, Talia.
Shelley and Morley, how do you know it's summer?
When you hang out the washing and it's dry an hour later.
Oh, I love that. I get great satisfaction from that, Shelley.
Mm. See, even though that happens, I still left my washing out overnight over the weekend.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
well,
it
you're
was
so
ready.
Used to it.
Left it there.
Yeah, an hour or even less sometimes, like 40 minutes.
It's when I say it's dry, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean you bring it in.
Yeah, right, cool. You just leave it out long enough for the spiders to crawl through it and stuff.
Yeah, get a moth or two in there. Thanks, Shel.
Narelle in Melville, how do you know it's summer?
I've got four big teenage boys, and I notice in the morning when they get up in the morning, it must be summer because they've all through the night crept out into the living room with their mattresses and pillows and slept there with the aircon on.
You're too hot in the bedrooms.
It was too hot in the bedrooms, but I've woken up this morning and I've gotten up and they're all in there under blankets because it's
yes.
Yeah, it's like a hotel room.
And they're in the aircon.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, at least they took their own mattresses. That's good. Hopefully
That's
they
beautiful.
Put them back.
Absolutely.
It's like a pajama party with no pajamas.
Oh, we used to do that all the time. You know, we never even had aircon. It was just that the front lounge room had a bit more of a breeze.
Yeah,
and you'd
of
have
course.
The security door locked and you'd all just sleep with the door open.
Yeah.
Got a few sweaty nights coming up in Perth. Hey, thanks, Narelle. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Summer's back.
It certainly is.
Clancy's given the forecast for a very hot week. Very hot. And we want to know how you know that it's summer. Joe in Willerton.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, Joe. Good, Joe. What are the signs it's summer for you?
I know it's summer when every time I turn on the cold water tap, it burns me.
It's hot.
yes.
It takes no time, isn't it? It's just suddenly one day you're like, now you've got hot water out of every tap.
Yeah, but I do it every day, you know, all the time, every time I turn it on.
Yeah,
I filled up the dog's water bowl yesterday and she's looking at me like, you've given me a hot cup of tea here, mate.
I know, you've got to run it for so long to get it to get cold.
Should have stuck your bag in there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, I'm trying the handy water-wise tip of keeping a bucket near the sink so that every time I turn the tap on while I wait for it to get cool, I'm saving all that water and putting it on my plants.
Oh, that's a great idea, Kimber. Is that why my water bills are so high?
Yeah, we're wasting too much, Joe. We're all wasting it.
But we've spent, you know, so many months waiting for it to warm, the hot weather water to warm up.
Yeah.
So you're wasting water too.
And Joe, may I introduce our nominee for Australian of the Year, Kimber Cahill?
Yeah, I reckon. Recycle, reuse.
Hey, we need to keep our water. Good on you, Joe.
Well done. Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Let's go to Brigadoon. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Well, welcome to summer. You know, it's summer when ... What do you got?
Well, we're actually in the middle of restaining our deck ready for summer months and party season.
Restaining the deck. Now, that's a job I hope you only have to do every 20 years, but is this a regular thing for you, Carol?
No, every couple of years. We're actually in the process of building a new deck around our pool. So we've got 73 square metres of decking to finish. I don't.
Far out.
Bloody hell.
So it's huge. So it's
That's my entire house.
That's the stage.
And I love that you've waited for like a super hot season to do it. You're like, oh, it's 38 degrees. Good time to get out there and do the deck, honey.
Yeah, well, that was care of the City of Swan. We had dramas.
Trying to get approval.
Yeah, City of Swan, you've ruined Christmas.
Yeah, I would
imagine. Well, so we did start planning it in May. And care of City of Swan. Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, well, you got that off your chest, Carol. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Carol.
Good luck treading the boards this summer. This is Carol of Brigadoon.
She's restaining the deck and Captain Paul's restaining his eating shirt.
Christine in Byford, how do you know it's summer?
when you're trying to put the children to bed and it's still daylight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
And that, this is why we don't like daylight savings.
It makes it even worse.
It makes it even worse.
Kids want to play. Yeah. Christine, I wish we could go by that same system, that none of us would have to get up while the sun was still down, because that's like 8 months of our year.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know. No, we had to buy roller shutters for the house to make sure the kids actually sleep at the decent hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, actually, makes sense. You know, Christine, I was listening to Marcus Labuschagne, the Australian cricketer, and because they're playing this day-night test match.
Oh, Marnus, yeah.
And he has trouble sleeping when it's daylight, and in his hotel room he's had to go around with masking tape and completely black out his windows.
Wow.
Anyway, I found that interesting, but that was obviously just me.
No, I think he did that for another reason, actually.
Good on you, Christine. Have a lovely Christmas.
Christine.
Thank you, you too.
Now you've got this Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber catch-up. Get great savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Join them weekday mornings from 6.